This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And so glad you're able to join us today, UCB Ireland. And I have my friend Jan Lawrence from Estonia. And we're talking about men, masculinity, marriage, and family. And, you know, these are all interrelated. Because, you know, the Bible says, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, the two shall become one flesh. And so we see here from the very beginning that God said it's not good that a man should be alone. He makes the woman, brings them together, they're married, and consequently they have children. That's God's design. And so when we undermine or destroy or confuse God's design, such as masculinity, femininity, male, female, mother, father, really we're pulling at a thread that is going to unravel society as we know it. Because, you know, gender as defined by the Bible has been the building block of society for millennia. And I think it takes a great degree of arrogance for us to assume that we know, that we somehow know better now today. And so, again, this is why, again, it's important for us to consider masculinity from a biblical perspective and see how can we become the men that God wants us to be. And obviously that feeds into, you know, the family, because if we as men are not right, then the family will not be right. And I love what Joshua said in Joshua 24:15. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now dwell? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so Joshua made that decision that, you know, in many respects, we focus on how he was saying, yes, me and my family will serve the Lord. But it starts with you making that decision, I'm going to serve the Lord. And you made that decision as a young man to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you moved here to Ireland from Australia. You faced a lot of temptations, etc. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that one of the first things you did was God told you to find a good church. And so what would you say to men who maybe are dealing with obsession, addiction, dysfunction, maybe procrastination? We know that Jordan Peterson, you know, made millions from writing a book, you know, in essence, telling people to start by making your bed. And I'm in no way, you know, minimizing, you know, what he's done. I think he's, you know, a tremendous man, and, you know, a lot of what he says makes sense. But it's interesting that he starts by talking about discipline. So, you know, what role do you think discipline plays in us becoming the men God wants us to be, and the fathers and husbands?
Absolutely. 100%. So I'm not sure if I'm coming up with, but discipline, so a pattern that we have a positive pattern in our life, what we're doing, that we're repeating some things. Let's say with my children that every evening we read the Bible together. Like, wow. Before we go to bed, we read the Bible together. And at first, I read it as a bedtime story. But then I got a little bit convicted that, hey, this is not something to go to sleep, but this is, we should have a small conversation, any questions and stuff. So my children are 3 and 5. And obviously, always the questions are not maybe something that you would really want to discuss about a certain Bible story. But we have a conversation, you know. My son always wants to hear about David and Goliath, and my daughter wants to hear about Esther, or wants to hear about the woman on the well, you know. But I think this is only good if we do it every night. Or of course, I don't like sometimes I miss it. I'm here now in Ireland, so we're going to miss some nights, or my wife's going to do it. But I try to do it every night, and I see a fruit from it if I do it consistently. Yes. Not just once a week, not twice a week, but if I do it consistently. I had trouble myself with discipline. So I thought, what is something that I can do? And I remember it was a few years back. I was going through like a tough patch in life. And I thought, where I'm going to start? And I discovered that I've started so much procrastinating, so much laziness had come into my life. I gained a lot of weight. That the first thing I started is, after I finish shower, that I take the, I don't know what you call this thing, and I clean the shower windows every time from water that doesn't have water stains. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that I started to get out of my laziness, procrastination, and all that sort of stuff, I started cleaning every morning, cleaning the shower glass.
Yes.
And then next step was I started taking cold showers every morning. So every morning I have a cold shower. If I like it, I don't like it. If I want it, I don't want it, I have the cold shower. And I keep doing something that is super uncomfortable, but after it you feel, because like you've overcome something. And it starts with small steps. It might sound totally random, but maybe you go for a 10-minute walk. Maybe you go something, but you do it consistently. Whatever is achievable right now, yes. If it's making your bed, or if what I don't know, whatever you can come up with. You brush your teeth every night. And you achieve this small victory, which will lead to another victory.
Because it's forward momentum.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what some men lack, and I know you touched on it in our earlier conversation, that sometimes men are so focused, and women, let me include you in this as well, so focused on talking about your past and talking about this hurt or this happened, mm-hmm, that happened, mm-hmm. and you're so focused on trying to overcome this addiction or this dysfunction or whatever it is, to the point whereby you're not actually moving forward into what God has for you. And that's why the Bible says, where there's no vision, the people perish,
yeah,
in the book of Proverbs. And so this is where I think, you know, that we need to have a vision for our lives as husbands, you know, as men, as husbands, as fathers. Because when we don't have a vision, you know, invariably, you know, we end up being stuck.
Something that really, because I used to do a lot of sports, and something that kind of like, I don't know, made me feel bad or broke me was, I was playing with my children and I'm feeling like, oh, I'm gassed out, I can't do it, I'm sweating, and I'm thinking, what the flip is going on in my life, you know, that I can't, my kids are small and I'm too tired to play with them. And then that's where I needed to start making small steps towards that change. And then you lose your first kilo or whatever it is you're trying. Maybe it's reading the Bible. And often the end goal seems so unachievable, or we're so focused on the end goal that we forget the little step that I can take in the midst of it. Start reading, like you read one verse a day.
Yeah.
Read one verse, write it down in your journal, write your thoughts, pray about it, and then next day maybe you read two verses.
Or just because you can't climb the staircase, at least take one step.
Yes, yes. And next day you can take two steps. Or, you know, I'm a PE teacher. I talked with some boys that I see that they have body weight problems. Like they're eating too much junk and they're just struggling. And I said to them, hey, do this challenge. Start doing one push-up a day and increase it every day by one. And, you know, in 20 days, you'll be doing 20 push-ups. I guarantee you. But you start one push-up a day. It might seem totally abnormal. Do one push-up, one ab, one back exercise, one sit-up, and that's it. No more. Next day, do 2, 3, 4, and think in 2 weeks you'll be doing 14. 3 weeks, 21, and you'll grow and you'll see the change. But you will not get to that 21 if that's your goal today. Mm-hmm. Like, but you need to do the one to get to the 21.
And you know, I know you played rugby at quite a high level in Australia, and you played it here when you were here in Ireland. And you know, you're a big guy, you're 6 foot four, you know, big, strong, strapping guy. But so you would have understood discipline, you know, as an athlete. And so how did that help you in terms of applying that to your spiritual life?
Absolutely. Especially rugby. Because it's such a demanding sport.
You gotta be tough.
Yeah, you have to be tough, but you have to train. It's a price to play rugby, but everything happens behind the scenes that people don't see. And because I started rugby late, I knew that I lacked skills and all that sort of stuff. So I worked extra hard in pre-season, like running hills, putting weights in my backpack and running everything. So same thing. Is that, let's say, if I want to be successful in life, that I want to be successful, then what happens behind the scenes? Waking up early, doing things like we talked before kids wake up, reading the Bible, praying, and again, doing it consistently. Yeah, it's not that I read 10 chapters today and 9 days off, you know.
Yes.
Rather, I have one chapter a day for 10
yes.
days in a row.
Yes.
And that's much more effective.
Yeah.
If I can use that word effective. But through that, I will grow, not just doing 10 chapters a day. So,
well, could we finish by praying for men and women that are listening and who need to institute some discipline in their mm-hmm. lives, whether in their spiritual life, mm. You know, prayer, Bible reading, or even just consistently attending church,
mm.
or it may be in their weight, in their diet, in their mm. exercise regime, you know, being disciplined in spending time, you know, talking to the mm. kids, or you know, there's so many areas where discipline will benefit us. So maybe if you
Amen.
Want to just pray a short prayer for people.
Yes. God, we thank you for discipline that you've given us. You've given us discipline, and the fruit of discipline is amazing. And I pray for everyone now who's struggling to take the first step and that the end goal seems so far away. Then I pray that this scripture would really touch everyone's heart. Do not despise small beginnings. God can do a lot with small things. So I pray that in Jesus' name, that whoever is right now today wants to make a decision to start moving forward, that they would not despise small beginnings. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow as we finish our series on men, marriage. What else will we be talking about?
Men, marriage,
family.
And family.
Amen. God bless Amen. You.